I'm Lady Rocket catcher Ellie Smith. If I'm not on the softball field, I'm probably serving up the best barbecue in West Kentucky at Marion Pit Barbecue. Stop by for an amazing pulled pork sandwich, ribs on Wednesday and Saturday, or barbecue chicken on Thursday and Sunday. Keep up to date on new things we're adding on our Facebook page or Instagram page.
We're here with Coach Stephen Smith, the fourth-year coach for the Crittenden County Lady Rockets softball team. Coach Smith's going to give us some information about the upcoming season, including some of the goals he set for the team, and talk about the returning players and depth chart for this season.
For the 2020 season, we returned more upperclassmen than we have in the last 3 or 4 years. We've got 5 seniors and 7 juniors, I believe. So we have one of the oldest teams that we've had since I've been coaching here. So expectations are going to be the same as we've had in the last couple of years. You know, we're looking to win over 20 games, looking to compete for the Class A. But the biggest focus this year for us is playing a lot better in fifth district play. That's where last year we struggled at. So that's the main thing we're focusing on this year, you know, and try to play a lot better in fifth district play, because last year we struggled there, but, you know, that was death. That was a lot of things to do with that too. So, but yeah, we're excited. The kids have been working hard since December. We've had a core group of about 15 to 20 that's weightlift, conditioned. These kids are in better shape than we was last year. I think that hurt us too. And we had a lot out sick last year, so. Last year we learned as a small school, you know, you have one or two injuries, and that kind of really, really hurt us. And we never really did get over that through the whole season. That kept nagging us all year. Plus, we had kids out sick a lot last year. So that's why we've tried so much harder to be in better shape this time. So, you know, this group has worked hard. I think yesterday was the first day that we've had all of our players actually there, you know, with basketball season getting done. So, you know, that's what we're looking at, trying to get that all together, and because, you know, next week start scrimmages and everything, so it's coming at us now. Returning players, we're going to return. We only lost Brandy Book last year, which is going to be huge to replace. You know, Brandy had a big bat. I think she hit 9 home runs last year, so, you know, she's all-time leader in home runs and RBIs, so that's going to be hard for us to replace. And plus, Matea Long's not coming out. So that's 2 big bats we got to replace. But we pretty much, you know, we're returning everybody else from that. So we'll return 7 starters from last year. We're going to also return Chandler Moss, which was out last year with an ACL injury on her knee. So, you know, Chandler played basketball. So that's got her back in good shape. And she's been throwing as much as she can when she could. So she's ready to come back. So, you know, pitching-wise, we're going to be a lot deeper there in pitching, because also, Josie Tapp has came out. She hasn't played since her freshman year, but she's going to be another pitcher for us. So we're going to go 4 or 5 deep pitching this year. So that's going to make our job a lot easier, a lot more pitching.
And your pitching roster includes?
I've got 2 seniors, which is Jenna Potter. Last year, Jenna threw, I think it was over 190 innings. So she threw a ton for us last year. And, of course, you know, we didn't have a lot of depth behind her, so she had to. Chandler is, you know, Chandler's going to be right there. We're going to use them this year kind of as a 1-2 punch, kind of mix them up maybe a couple innings here and then switch where I can keep them fresher. And that's what happened last year. You know, teams just get used to the same pitcher, they're going to hit them. It doesn't matter really who it is. So, but then we've got Destiny Knight, who is a junior, has came back. She is throwing the ball, you know, really well so far. Josie's coming in. She's throwing the ball well. And then we can even go down to 8th grader and Riley Smith. She's been working hard too, so. We have a lot more options at pitcher this year, which in softball, you know, that's big. And, of course, you know, catching-wise, we do have a returning senior in Ellie Smith. She's a 3-year fifth district, all fifth district player. She was a all-region mention last year. She probably had her best season for us last year overall, everywhere. I think she was top 5 in every stat as a catcher. But we lost her backup, so that's where we're working at right now, trying to find her backup at catcher. So, you know, Matea Long not coming back, that's going to be a huge hole for us to fill. So, you know, my starting center fielder in Kelly Champion, she is probably our main backup catcher right now. But got Haley Rich working there also. She's an athletic, very athletic player. She's trying to learn the position. And then, of course, Riley Smith's going to be asked to do a lot of things. So she might even catch some too. But, you know, in the infield, at first base, you know, we lost Brandy Book to graduation. I think Emmy Smith is going to move to first base from left field. She'd been a starter since 7th grade and left, but, you know, as your team changes, you got to move. So that's where we're going to probably go with her. Behind her, we've got 4 or 5 different kids that can play. Nobody really is for sure there yet, but, At second base, we're going to come back with Jada Hayes. She's been there for the last, I think she's been a full-time starter for 2 years now. And then there's, like I said, we've got several kids that's going to play there behind her. Now, shortstop is still we've got several positions that we're still competing for. Ashlyn Hicks has played there. Her arm is really, really strong, so we might have to move her to third. She'll play some short and third for us. And then Riley Smith, as an eighth grader, she's going to compete there too. And then, of course, Haley Rich is going to play there also. So we've got a lot of positions that are open and a lot of competition still for that. But at left field, it's probably going to be a new starter there, probably Callie Brown. She's battling for it right now. Haley Rich is also now in center. Of course, Callie Champion, she's been a staple there for the last 3 or 4 years. She's probably our top outfielder, and that's where we're going to have to get stronger on her left field and right field to help her out so she don't have to cover as much ground. So, they're the same way in center. We've got 4 or 5 kids that's battling behind her. Nobody really set in stone yet. Right field is still another position that's really open. Jessie Potter played there last year. That was her first year back. She's done really well for us there. She's got a lot of speed there. And then, of course, Jenna, when she's not pitching, she might play some left, might play some right. But we can go probably 13 or 14 deep varsity-wise and still, athletically, still, not drop off much. So we're excited. We're excited to get back at it and get to playing.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the returning batting averages.
I think our top returning average-wise hitter was Ashlyn Hicks. Ashlyn is just, I think she hit .495 last year. So, that's almost .500. So that's outstanding. Of course, she's all-region player 2 years in a row. She's a junior this year. And, I don't expect Ashlyn to even get better. She's just, as opposing coach, trying to get her out, it's almost impossible. She mishits the ball, she still finds a way to get on base. She's just that kind of athlete, Ashlyn's our top average returner.
She had zero strikeouts.
She don't ever strike out. She puts the ball in play, which is, for your team, that's awesome when you're – and she's normally been our leadoff or our second hitter. But Jenna Potter, last year, she led off in front of Ashlyn. And Jenna hit the ball well, too. I think Jenna around 400, I think, something like that. Or it might even been over 400. I can't remember. We had several that was over 300 last year. So, but Ashlyn's our top average. And then behind her, I think Ellie was in there. Ellie Smith was in there almost 400, too. And, of course, a lot of those kids, that was our power hitters, too. But, two hitters that I'm expecting to have a different season this year is going to be Jada Hayes. In 2018, Jada Hayes was our RBI leader. Last year, and Emmy Smith was our most improved hitter in 18. But last year, both of those kids, it seemed like no matter where they hit the ball, they always hit it at somebody. So that's two kids. We got two big bats to replace. That's two we're looking at to fill those holes. So I expect Emmy and Jenna both to have big, Jada to have big years this year. But, in the lineup, like I said, we really don't fall off anywhere, even top to bottom. We might use the DP Flex more this year because we've got more pitchers, so that's going to allow more kids to hit more. But, batting-wise, like I said, I think last year we led the region in runs scored, which was 9.3. So if we can come in somewhere close to that this year, that's a big thing to try to do again in 2020. But, pitching-wise, I don't think we're going to have to score as much as we did last year. So hopefully we can get somewhere close to that, and that'll, be a recipe for success this year.
Have you, as a team, set any goals for the season?
Yes, we've got a, that's the normal thing we've had since I've been here. We're going to try to win, we want to try to win over 20 wins, again this year. Fifth district-wise, we haven't done that yet. We want to be a regular season champ and a fifth district tournament champ. That's something that we haven't. I think in 17 was a regular season, 18 was a district champion. And then last year we got beaten extra innings in the first round. So, we've got to play better in the fifth district. But we host the Class A this year. So, we won that in 17. So if we could win that at home, that would be outstanding. But, the only problem with the Class A is my juniors are going to be gone if we make it to the championship game. So we've got Monday and Tuesday night. That's going to be the two big games. If we can get over those games, we play Caldwell on Monday. And then if we can win Tuesday and in the championship game, of course, my juniors are going to be gone. But that's what I've been stressing with all my younger kids. Look, y'all are going to have an opportunity if we make the championship game to step up for these kids. So, that's the biggest thing in practice. In practice right now, it's competition. That's these kids they're working hard. So, we got big goals for the Class A. And then, like I said, in district. And then I set one 2 years ago. We didn't get there last year. But in the region, we was a semifinalist in 18, and that's, we want to go a step further. You know, this is the oldest team we've ever had. I think we've got 5 seniors and 7 juniors, I believe. So this is, you know, this is the time we finally have some upperclassmen. So that's what's got us really excited this year.
Well, I think that's it.
All right. Anything else? I think that's about covers it.